You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
And happy new year from What's Cooking in the 321 and here at WWBC in the Cocoa Studio. Hi, everybody. I've got Jen in the studio today. I've got Isis in the studio today. I've got Ryan in the studio today. Jennifer, everybody's gotten to know your, let's see, what do we call that, Danny?
That
cornbread, Georgia dog loving. Jennifer, Isis.
Accent.
Isis has been in the studio before.
Yes, I have.
She works in all of our restaurants and is a major fixture. Somebody once said to me, Isis, that everybody's replaceable. Jennifer, tell her what I said.
Everybody except Isis.
Everybody except for Isis. That's
Woo-hoo.
Right. And she'll be asking for a raise next.
Yes,
Annie.
I will.
She'll be, yeah.
So, after the show.
So, Isis, introduce Ryan to us.
Okay, so Ryan is my son. He's my baby. He's an Army veteran.
An Army veteran. And thank you for your service.
Thank you, ma'am.
And you had an awesome job there, something different than the most. Tell us about it.
Yes, ma'am. So I guess a little backstory on like the job that I did over there.
Can we back way up?
Yeah, we can back
You're
way up.
You're from where?
So I'm from this area originally. I grew up around Vieira.
You're a Florida cracker.
Florida.
Yep. Okay.
Vieira, Florida.
Okay.
Cocoa Beach, Florida.
Okay.
So I went into the Army 2017. Went to, you know, basic training, you know, came out. After that, went to, you know, Ranger School, did that whole thing, spent 7 years within the USASOC community, which is Army Special Operations.
Awesome.
Was an intelligence sergeant, got out as an E6, Army Staff Sergeant.
And now you're in our college.
I am.
You're in Eastern Florida State College. Welcome. Welcome to our college here.
Thank you.
And now what are you going to study?
Computer science.
Computer science. Okay. So are you going to not do, because usually people get out of the service. I know Jennifer can tell you, like, your brother-in-law does the SWAT. And
he's been in law enforcement and with the armed services and police department forever.
But still stayed part of the services.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's part of the National Guard now.
I don't think you ever get away from it totally, do you? Do you, Ryan?
Definitely not. And I think that, like, it's still my passion. Like, specifically, like, within, like, that line of work, that kind of field. I would say that, like, I've had, like, a unique opportunity within, like, the career path that I had within the Army to not only, like, adventure into, like, law enforcement, but also venture into, like, private industry, whether that be into, like, the intelligence community or into, like, big government or those that, like, you know, like, support big government within the private industry. So, like,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you're young. You know, you got time. You can flip-flop and do whatever, and you're in the right college because, you know, we're all about law enforcement at Eastern Florida State College, first responders, and, you know, that's what ISIS can tell you. That's what fills the college halls.
It does.
Yeah. So one thing that for our listeners here at What's Cooking in the 321, Ryan and I brought him in the studio today because, you know, he's one of these podcasters. Ryan, I'm telling you, we need to, and you of all people, when there and if there is an emergency in our, you know, in our country, we need our AM radio. And 100%. I don't know if you know, but they're taking AM radios out of cars already. You know, they've took our cassettes. They took my 8-track quadruple. quad, my 8-track quad that you could hear Money when, what was it, Pink Floyd with Money, where you could hear it going all the way around your car. He probably doesn't even know what that is. They've taken our 8-tracks. They've taken our cassettes. Listen, my new Rocket doesn't even have a CD player that I can listen to the show on the way home, okay? So now they want to remove our, they want to remove our AM radio, which, Danny, can you pull up a mic? Because let's talk about radio just for a second here. Because AM radio is very important, okay? One, I think AM radio, does it push more power? Educate us here for a minute.
Does it? No, it's the transformers and stuff like that. That's what produces all the power.
Okay, but is AM and FM the same? Because why does, like, AM 1510, for example, why can everybody hear it anywhere? I mean, why?
It could just be more power going to that particular.
Okay, but we need radio. We need radio because in an emergency, they're not going to, what is it, Sirius radio, Sirius radio? How do you say it?
Sirius?
What do you listen to in your car? Come on, be honest.
I have, like, Sirius XM.
Sirius XM. Okay, me too. Me too. I listen to Pandora. I can tell you in an emergency, Pandora, Sirius Radio ain't telling us where to go hide, okay? They're not. So all these podcasters and all of their this paid radio we have, in an emergency, and I got to tell you, you know, and Happy New Year to everybody. This is the first show of the new year. Look at how many things has happened in this new year already that I find just
disturbing
and terrifying. Okay, so we need to hold on to our vintage. Is this an awesome vintage studio here?
Oh, it's incredible.
Yes. This is old school, and this is, we want to come back to real radio, okay? So you're going to come back and be on this show with me, I know, because this is a passion you said of yours, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And so we want to make all of our listeners know radio is still in. It's not, you know, it's not old. It might be old school, but we can't get rid of radio. Radio is here to stay.
It's definitely still in, and just kind of like a story that I had from, like, my own Army experience. It's something that, like, the rest of the world still uses, very much so. It's something that, like, we even still use as, like, a Army tactic.
So when you're in other countries, you're saying that they're more on radio and listening to radio than here in the United States?
Especially with your second and third world countries, most definitely. More so than you'll find,
that's
like,
interesting.
Your television. I mean, like, nowadays, like, you're having a lot more, like, of, like, mobile devices and, like, things, like, start to connect people. But, like, especially, like, in, like, your more, like, isolated and, like, desolate areas, like, you're going to see a lot of, like FM and, like, AM radio.
And just connected. So our listeners know, you did, like, IT and stuff like that for the Army. So you're smart about this.
Yes, ma'am.
You're not just talking. You're smart about this stuff.
So
we can take your word for it.
Yes, ma'am. When I was working over in, I worked for 2 years over at what's called Special Operations Command Africa, and I was part of their Information Warfare Center. And we, part of what we were doing is, this is like during the time of COVID, was trying to help stop the spread of disinformation and misinformation about COVID within Africa.
On radio?
On radio.
How cool is that, Danny?
It is
See?
Cool.
Danny, we're still needed. We're still needed, see?
Well, that's a great thing.
That is a great thing. So there you go. There's how important radio is. So if you want to advertise here at What's Cooking in the 321, and if you want to call in, text, or anything, 321-437-1567. Send your texts while we're on the show today and or after the show and what have you. Jennifer's going to tell you later on, too, about our new Facebook page and all of that. Isis, you must be very proud of this young man.
I'm extremely proud of him.
Yep. And now we're going to have him make sandwiches with us.
Yes, we are. Put him to work. Crack that whip.
That's right. You know, child labor is a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing.
That's right. Child labor is a beautiful thing. It's, I think, every, I'll ask. And I love having a young person in the studio. So I feel that every young person should know how to work in a restaurant. Because no matter what in life, you can always get that, you know, let's just say it's Christmas money you want or something, or you want to buy something special. If you have the restaurant skills, you can go to the corner, walk down the busy street, and find something to do in a restaurant, even if it's part-time and you quit. So I think it's something everybody, and then also I think everybody who dines out should work in a restaurant at least 2 days so they know the, you know what, that they put us through. Like servers, like always be nice to your server, I say. I think everybody should be a server for a day, dishwash for a day.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I think that, well, I mean, it was my first job.
What was your first job?
I was a server.
Sir, oh, what restaurant? Let's drop a dime on that restaurant. Let's see here.
Chick-fil-A.
Jennifer, he worked for the enemy. So
it's all right. I may or may not go by there occasionally.
Yeah, she's, you know, Chick-fil-A, let's see if they had it when you were working there. Because Jennifer is addicted. She needs a 12-step meeting to not have the diet lemon frozen lemonades.
No, I have to have the frosted one.
The frosted,
like,
frosted one.
Lemonade. I do like the diet lemonade.
Did they have that when you were there?
They did. They just started, like, serving it as I was, like, leaving Chick-fil-A.
So look at me pushing for the enemy, Jen, because they have this diet lemonade, right? And I'm making the little bunny ears by my head diet lemonade because it has ice cream in it.
Yeah.
How diet is that?
Well,
what is it, diet ice cream?
Well, it's with less, like, calories if you use regular lemonade.
How many calories do you think that is?
I don't even want
to. Here we are, advertising for the enemy, Isis.
I'm telling you.
So Isis actually poaches people. So for those of you that don't know and are what's cooking in the 3-2 land, our places, Jennifer, our places are on each side of Chick-fil-A. We have the burrito place on the left. We have the burger place on the right of the enemy.
Yes.
The enemy who we love. We love everybody that works there. We really do. We say hi to you guys. We miss you, and we're looking forward to seeing you next week. College goes in next Monday, and we're going to do some quick little changes. Instead of burrito time, Isis has been our burrito making and taco making. She's been running Mucha Mahalo over there for us. We're going to move her into the burger joint. And then we're going to put soup. Now, Jennifer would like to flip this up. Soup, salad, and subs will go in next to, on the left of Chick-fil-A. She thinks it should say what?
Oh, I don't really care what order. I'm just thinking what's going to be the most popular because our subs are going to be the most and what we're focusing on. So like
backwards,
subs,
what about subs, salads, and soup?
Yeah.
What do you think, Isis?
I sort of like that.
Let's be different.
You're doing it etiquette-wise as far as the way you eat.
Okay.
I'm doing it as far as I would like to see the subs as the feature.
And you see how I dress, so there's not much etiquette here. So we could probably swap. Let's turn it around.
But the chef in her's got to, like,
put
it in order.
You know what? I just listening to that, I think you're right. Let's do it backwards. Let's do subs, salads, and soup. You like that? Board meeting? All those in favor? All those in favor?
Aye.
Board meeting. Okay. So the new place, subs, salads, and soup, and more, because we're going to do wraps.
We will.
Okay? And we're gonna get the Army dude out here making soup. You know what? You guys, it's too bad you guys can't see in the studio today because this guy's good looking, okay? All right, you want him making your sub. You definitely want to come in, say hi to Ryan, and come into Eastern Florida Student Union. It's a
Ryan,
beautiful.
This is why we don't do podcasts.
That's right. This is why we don't do podcasts.
She'll be doing the dating game.
That would be fun. No. I always say I've got a face for radio, Ryan, but you're just the opposite, okay? Yeah. We could do the podcast. No wonder you want to do a darn podcast. All the people doing podcasts now.
I mean, honestly, though, like, this is great for radio.
Have you done a podcast?
I have not.
You have not?
Mm-mm.
Oh, well, don't. Stay true. Stay true to the vintage.
No, yeah.
That's right. I'm vintage.
I think this is, like, this is absolutely, like, incredible. This is so unique.
Isn't this cool?
Yes. Yeah,
everybody
so cool.
Should see our studio. In fact, you can go to, Jen, tell them about the new Facebook page.
Yeah, new Facebook page is still called What's Cooking in the 3-2-1.
And that's What's Cooking.
What's Cooking, not Cooking. Kim's on the profile picture for now.
Oh,
the studio. We've got several pictures of the studio. And
you can,
things.
But you can see the studio, how cool it is.
It is.
And we need Danny's picture in there.
You need to take a portrait of Danny there.
Absolutely. Yeah, we need to put Danny in there.
Danny.
We'll have to get him on one of the fishing days, though, when he's got all his fishing equipment.
That's right.
And things that's going on.
Yeah.
That's right. But you can now go to the Facebook page. We're back using it. I'm out of Facebook jail. We're going to be
a lot of bail money there.
And then, Jen, explain too, because we're going to be actually featuring somebody every week.
Yeah, we're going to try to start focusing on a person or a place and something going on. Scott at Scott's on 5th is going to be our first
one. He's graciously accepted,
very graciously decided to help me. And I appreciate him more than he knows. And so once we get everything ironed out, he'll be our first feature. And we'll just go from there. And if anybody wants to be featured, they can always shoot us a text.
And what's cooking in the 321? It's not just about food. We don't want to scare people off them thinking it's just about food. I would love to get more food people on, though. I'd like to have some more restaurant people, especially with all the restaurants closing. Isis, have you seen out by you in Vieira? I mean, we've had over 20 closings in just Vieira in since I think November.
Yep.
I was reading that in the Florida Today, and it just saddens me. All these places who have been around forever. And then you've got up-and-coming, like, Ford's Garage. Have you been there?
I have.
How'd you like it? Let's give them a little free. Maybe not free, because let's say the good and the bad and the ugly. Let's be truthful about it.
Well, Brian and I both went. My burger was good. It wasn't the best, but it was good.
Everybody I know that's ate there had a burger. Is that all they have?
Can I be honest with you?
Yes.
So
no, you're being honest with like a bazillion people. Go for it.
So my opinion, this is just my opinion, of all the restaurants that are happening up in Vieira, is that they're putting in way too many chain restaurants. It's a redundancy. Like, they're putting in, like, you have Bonefish Grill, you have Force Garage, you have Miller's Ale House. Like, all of these are just chain restaurant after chain restaurant after chain restaurant. You have even, what is that, Panda Express now? Like, no one wants that. Like, people would like to see, in an area especially like that is, like, you know, like, a higher cost of living. You know, people that are like coming from like the Space Coast and having to like, you know, like have that long, like commute for work, they want to see like, you know, like closer to home, like restaurants that they can like take, like, you know, like their spouse out to like to dinner and like, and not have it be.
So give me an example of some place that we would know. Where do you think?
Well, that's the thing.
Like, what kind of place are you talking about?
So I think good examples is like closer to like Indie Atlantic. And also even like Satellite Beach, like there's some nicer restaurants, or even like West Melbourne, there's some like, you know, restaurants that, you know, are not
that are not chains,
like
not
Tuscany chains or something like that.
So yeah. So because we don't eat in many chain restaurants.
Yeah,
you and
we
I
try not to. We try to keep as local as we can,
except for that, the, you know, our enemy, the Chick-fil-A.
That's drive through. I don't eat there. I just drive through.
Yeah, and you really don't. Look, grilled chicken even. But I agree with you, because when we go out to eat, like Skewers is a one-time place. Mm-hmm. It's not a – we eat at Scott's on 5th by far is our favorite restaurant.
Definitely.
I think both of ours is Scott's. We eat at definitely not chain places. We do like in Vieira Tuscany Grill. Mm-hmm. Gina, who
that
owns –
place is great.
Tuscany Grill. We love – they have the best martini, Ryan. They've got a biscotti martini. It is my favorite thing ever. What's he doing there?
Urban Prime is
you
good,
you got
too.
Something to say, Danny?
I do.
You going to chime in? Okay.
I'm going to chime in on this
All
one.
Right.
Okay. Another restaurant that's not a chain restaurant that's really good that I recently found is Dixie Bell's. It's in off of 528. It's at Harbortown Marina.
Dixie Bell's?
Dixie Bell's. What kind of food they have?
Home cooking.
Why we never heard about this place?
That's what I was saying. Now I've been there. I've experienced it.
What's your favorite thing there?
Oh, they make a bell pepper, stuffed pepper.
Okay, so this is like old school food.
Yeah. It's huge. It's like this big. I mean, we don't have a camera.
So they
have
peppers on bionics. We want to eat that.
It's a special on Wednesdays. And this pepper is about this big and about that big around.
Uh-huh.
And it's just stuffed.
How big is this place?
It's small.
Small?
It's not
like
big.
How many seats? Like 50? Less?
Well, I'd say a little bit more than 50 because they got a little outside
and it's
and
on
inside.
528. Here you are, your FYI for the day. On 528, where else is it?
North Banana River Drive.
Okay, so you're going to, Ryan,
Indian Harbor.
You're going to write this down. You're going to go see them and say, hey, we talked about you on the show.
Town,
I need you to advertise.
Harbortown Marina.
Yeah, you come off of 528, go on North Banana River Drive, make a left.
Okay.
Well, if you come from the port, then you're going to come off and make a right.
Okay.
And it's the first street, which I'm not sure the name of the street.
Okay. Do they have a sign or is it just a paper on their door?
Well, no, there's a sign out front.
Okay.
But it's called Harbortown Marina.
That's their Wednesday special. What's another day special? Do you only go there on Wednesdays?
No.
What's the other day? Give me some more specials.
Well, they got other specials. I'm not sure. They've had tacos, salt,
Listen, if you see stuffed cabbage in a restaurant, you know that that's mama cooking
homemade
in the back.
Homemade meatloaf.
Yeah,
I love meatloaf.
I love meatloaf.
They got a great meatloaf. They got a shepherd's pie that's,
see,
I heard
we
really
were
good.
Just saying this.
We're just talking
we
about
want food. Yeah. We don't want, when we go in a restaurant now, we look and it's like, oh, is there anything you want? Not really. Not really. Yeah.
Right. Nothing really.
Yeah.
Feeling.
Chili's. We had a Chili's. It was like, not really. Mm-mm. Not feeling it. Not feeling any of it. And then it's $20 to not feel any of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah. Nope. I still love the Pig and Whistle, though, in Cocoa. Have you guys been
good
there?
One. Yes.
Oh,
I love that. And also
Ryan,
love,
there's another one. Go to Pig and Whistle. Well,
and next door, Mainly Lobster. I love
Mainly
love
Lobster,
love
yes. I wish I could eat lobster because I had a bite of there and almost died, but I loved it. It was worth it. Benadryl, take a Benadryl, eat a piece of that
we'll
Mainly
take an
Lobster. We'll take that. Yeah, just square me with that EpiPen, and I can maybe eat a half of one. I would love that. For all of those listening, I'm just deathly allergic to iodine and seafood, and it just bums me out because I eat shrimp. I tried shrimp on Christmas Day. I had like I have a bite of one. Remember, Isis? I was making the I had to do the lobsters, and my hands and my gloves were even bleeding.
Yes.
And it's so bad. I don't even know how that happens to people. I'm like, what did I do? God, what did I do? Why did you take this from me? I'm a chef, for God's sake. Yeah, it is a bummer, but I'm with you. I love the, I don't like franchise places. I do like that one that you just said, though. I'm guilty because I like the, what's the
Which
Asian
one?
That
oh,
you said?
Panda Express?
Panda Express. I don't know. My
I
kids like the Panda Express.
I don't like it.
I don't like it afterwards.
I like
Panda Express, too. That is
there
pleasure.
We go. See, have you been there?
No, I haven't
tried
that
one. Well, again, it comes back down to what we're always talking about is the amount of money it costs to try to stay open in these places. Now, the smaller places can't afford it because
they're
not buying in bulk. They're not buying in everything else. And it's ridiculous. Food cost, employee cost, you know.
Well, and that's because, Isis, how do you think Chick-fil-A hangs out in the college as long as they are? And especially on some shifts, you've seen it. They have 13 people.
Yes.
11 and 13 people. Yeah. You know, obviously they used it as their training center a little bit.
Yes.
But it definitely doesn't make Chick-fil-A money. But they can afford to do it because they have the Chick-fil-A dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What restaurant can afford to be closed on Sundays? Mm-hmm. Hello, they're closed on Sundays.
Well, in that.
Who closes on Sundays?
Talking about that, Florida Today just featured this on the 3rd of January. Two more Brevard breweries shut down operations, bringing the total to 3 in 1 week.
Yeah,
this
the beer
just
garden.
Days, yeah.
Yep.
Just
beer
days
garden.
After the news that World of Beer and Viera would close, both Mr. Brew Tap House in Melbourne and the Village Beer Garden restaurant in Cocoa Village.
See, and that saddens me.
And that's a shame.
Oh, I know.
That
good
one
German
really
saddens
me. Yes.
Very good German food.
I know. Yeah. So, and what the thing that bothers me is, I'm telling you, I've never seen a day in, you know, I've been in the restaurant business my whole life. I've never seen a day that restaurant owners couldn't sell their places. They're literally closing the doors. The equipment is going up for auction. I can tell you, Jennifer and I just got a whole bunch of equipment. I actually felt bad, like, taking it from the guy as cheap as I did because restaurant equipment's worth a dime on the dollar now because every place is sitting closed with the restaurant equipment in there. I mean, we just got a beautiful turbo fan oven. I mean, Isis, you saw the equipment
saw
we just got. It, you saw what I paid $50 for
beautiful.
A flat top that would have cost me, you know, thousands. It's... And I did. I even said to the guy, I go, I feel like I'm stealing from you. And, you know, will I be able to sleep tonight? And Jennifer can actually tell you, I said that to her. I go, how can I sleep at night? Knowing that that really this is going on because it she can tell you it saddens me.
It does. It really upsets me.
Yeah.
Especially when local people that you've known forever have closed. You know, the
30 years people will be in business and they can't even sell their restaurant. They're just closing.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw
it's
my
like
little
the Green Turtle, they closed it, mowed it down, and now they're building something, and it's gone.
And you would think that I would say, because you know how many times have I said on this radio, I'm not doing any outside catering. But I have to tell you, Isis, at the college upstairs, because we like to do the catering, but usually a lot of times when I can't do it, they'll use Downtown Produce.
Yes.
And they'll use the Green Turtle.
Right.
Well, you know what?
It
guess
closed.
What?
Both are gone.
Anymore.
They're closed.
They only have us now. So it puts a pressure on us, too, because we can't do it all. We can't do it all, can we?
So, Kim, so I have a question. So,
yes.
the owners of the Green Turtle, were they the same as Urban Prime?
No.
No, they're different?
Oh, no, no. Okay. Very different. Very different. And I knew that whole story. I wish I could remember it. But there's so much going on in this little pea brain over here that I can't even remember. They aren't the same people. But I know, I don't know if Urban Prime even does catering. I don't know. But I'm sure if they did, it's not going to fit into the college's budget.
Oh,
I mean,
gosh,
we
no.
go in and we try to do things, you know, I don't know, under the $20 mark. But
there is one restaurant that's not closing right now anytime soon. And from what I hear, maybe expanding a little bit. And that's Melbourne Seafood.
Melbourne, that's right. Who pays for our show, Jen?
Melbourne
Seafood. So Nick Moon of Melbourne Seafood, he's got some big and up-and-coming things. And I actually, you know, he's the reason we are here and that we can have anybody on our show that we want to talk to and talk about anything, and we do. But Melbourne Seafood, they've got something really cool for the new year coming on. And I tried to get the okay to talk about it today and I did not get it. So I can't tell you what's coming up new. I can only tell you that Nick Moon has got some big and cool things happening in the new year. But I can tell you Melbourne Seafood. Ryan, have you ever eaten at Melbourne Seafood? Because they're the best.
I haven't.
Okay. So for a young person, mm-hmm. $40, you can go in there and for under $10, you can get a lunch of like shrimp that comes with like two sides. It comes with a drink for under $10. It is the best value, I think, anywhere in Brevard. They're doing this week. Now, this is not, this
Where's
might sound... So there's two locations still of Melbourne Seafood. There used to be one in Vieira at the Avenues near okay. you. But there's one right on US 1 in the downtown area, US 1 in Strawbridge.
Okay.
But 192, there's that one. It's been there forever. And they serve fried food. Unlike the other Melbourne Seafood, they've got this little trailer outside. So on the weekends, they're serving some fried fish and things like that. There's also one by the Palm Bay Walmart. Over there by Long Doggers, there's a Melbourne Seafood there. Just this week's specials, they've got four clusters of snow crab for $32. They've got seven clusters of snow crab for under $50. So coming from a person that cannot have any seafood, I don't know if that's, I hear that that's a great deal. On Wednesdays, they have dollar oysters, and they've got twin whole lobsters $30 on the weekend. So, and Shoot. Great seafood.
I love seafood. So,
I got to tell Sounds you, perfect. They, if you don't like butter and garlic, you got to say, keep the sauce off. Because they, my kid orders double the sauce. I'm telling you, it's rich and it's tasty. And you can't get it anywhere else. It's just there. So, it's definitely worth trying. You guys, I'm going to Melbourne Seafood and tell them what's cooking in the 321 send you. Jen, you got something to give away from Melbourne Seafood there?
We can do that.
We can do that because we've got a $25 gift certificate. That's enough. Really, they have these family meals. Mm-hmm. They're like $39. You can put that $25 towards it, or you can have two of you get some lunch, or you can just sit and pick out on $25 worth of food because right now we're going to give away a $25 gift certificate. Which person texting in do you want to give that to?
11.
11. Number 11. The person... Donna Grigsby, get in line because you're so good at getting these tickets.
So
the 11th person to text, I love Melbourne Seafood, is getting a $25 gift certificate from Nick Moon from Melbourne Seafood. I have to tell you, this weekend, Isis and Jen and I, we had Elvis in the house.
We did.
We had Elvis in the house. I think we had almost 900 people in attendance.
Yes.
I thought it was a great concert. What did you guys think?
I thought it was fabulous.
Because he's coming back already. He's booked for next year. That is, can you guys hear that ringing? That's people texting.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I love it, love it, love it. People are listening to our show. That's awesome. So Elvis was in the house, and I got to tell you, for impersonators, I thought he was spot on.
He is great.
If he was
energetic,
a couple inches
oh
taller,
my goodness, energetic.
I would have thought that Elvis was back from Kalamazoo, Michigan, and in the house in Florida.
Well, I got to tell you, when I was a teenager, and in my early 20s, I saw Elvis. I've seen him three times.
You're
in
not
person.
That old, Isis.
Oh, yeah. I saw him three times. And this, Cody, oh, my gosh. If you closed your eyes, you could swear.
And even looking at him, though.
Elvis.
Even looking at him, truly. Yeah. And he had every moves. I mean, I looked at Isis at one point in the night, and I said, Isis, that dude watched a lot of Elvis because he had the moves down, and I mean, he was shaking it all up.
And what was amazing is he practiced. He was, you know, doing sound checks and things for 2 hours, full force.
That's what I said.
Before his
2.5 hour
show, and he actually ran over a little bit pre-show, and he was still gracious and very kind, and his family were great.
And all ages
they were all,
there.
Mm-hmm.
He had all ages there, which I thought was cool.
Yeah. It was a very good show.
You want to talk about what we've got going on?
Jennifer, we've got
a lot happening. Before we talk about everyone else, let's talk about us personally.
Personally,
first of all, we open the college next week.
Yes,
it's Student Union, and we've got in Palm Bay, in Melbourne, and we've got the Burger Place. We've got
now the
Subs.
Sub-place.
We've got Soup. We've got, we've got pho and ramen even.
Yeah. And the coffee shop.
We've got Mucha Mahalo Isis. We've got Isis's whole Mucha Mahalo going in, and of course we've got the best coffee in town because we know I'm a coffee snob.
That's,
I like
that's
my coffee. I like good coffee. We've got the Lavazza coffee shop, and I gotta tell you, getting coffee at even, you know, I don't care, Dunkin', Starbucks, it doesn't hold up to us because I'm a coffee drinker. You know, we've been looking for baristas, and I said Jennifer's got like this, like, you know, 160 questions to ask somebody when they're interviewing. I said I just have to ask one. Do you drink coffee? Because when they say no, they ain't no way you're making me a good coffee if you don't drink coffee. It is not happening. It's just not. So, anyways, we've got that going on in our own
coffee
places.
There's a lot more over there than just coffee.
We got
boba. Smoothies, boba, teas.
Isis, you like making boba drinks?
Boba.
I do, actually.
You do?
I like making
bubbly
them. I don't like drinking them,
Jen,
but I like
you hear
making
that?
What is that?
She likes making the boba drinks.
I like making
she likes
boba
making
drinks.
Smoothies. I hate it.
And you know what? They're so popular with the college students.
I know.
Now,
they
the boba is the tapioca pearls.
Not the tapioca.
No.
The balls.
They're like juice-filled little balls. And let me tell you, for this is a little FYI that you can learn here today, because we all know that I have to have a lot of stomach testing. The best thing ever, because you have to drink a whole lot of liquid before them tests, you get water and lychee boba, and you put it in there. It's the beautiful thing.
Just the sound of that alone.
You can get through that 32 ounces of water, and it tastes good, and that stuff dissolves so you can have it. It's the one thing you can put into that awful drinking stuff they make you drink. So that's just a little FYI. So above and beyond our, I think, 10 restaurants, 10 concessions that we're running now, we have, let's just see, coming up this week. What do we got, John?
That over there.
We've got,
we
well,
have
we've got
show.
Basketball. We do
we've
have
got
basketball.
A lot of basketball.
Eastern Florida State College, you guys come out and support these teams. They're great. I can tell you, our teams are winning like by 100 points.
That's awesome.
It has been amazing.
Is it awesome?
Yeah.
Or does it make for a boring game?
I mean, I think that, like, if for the winning team, that's, like, incredible. If you're the losing team, then it's a boring game.
Yeah, you're hating life. But we've got a gospel concert going on. It is open to the public on Thursday. Huge night there.
That's
at the auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday and Sunday, we have the home show coming to the auditorium. And
Saturday is also the rummage sale.
We've got the rummage sale. Let's give some times on that. We've got the home show is from 10 to 5 on Saturday. It's from 10 to 4 on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Both of these are at the Melbourne Auditorium. I think John's cooking some of it, and Diane's going to be there.
I do believe so.
We've got the Municipal Band going to be there on January 15th and 16th. They're doing a jazz journey through the time machine. They're going to be there Wednesday and Thursday of next week.
And then maybe next Tuesday, we might have somebody special that's coming that'll be on the 18th. So hopefully before their event on the 18th, hopefully we can get somebody
for the WWE?
Hopefully we'll try to get somebody in the studio that represents them.
So I hope so, too. We're going to try really hard to get somebody. It's real hard because a lot of times the WWE, and this is the NXT, like you see on TV, they're not in town. So
they're traveling to events.
You know, we told them, we'll at least come on the radio. You know, we can have you on phone or whatever, but we'd love to have them in the studio. We just think it's better. We've also on Sunday, the December 19th, we've got the Brevard Wedding Association. We've got the Winter Wedding Expo.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's the biggie. We have the Kids Touch a Truck. Talk about the first hour.
The first hour is completely silent. There will be no sirens, no horns, and things of that sort that all kids really love, unless you're autistic. And so the first hour is going to be completely silent for kids with that have the sensitivities and things. So I think that's really great that they're doing that for those kids.
And we need to try to get with Doug Flutie Foundation mm-hmm. and Ask Florida and let them know, because this is a free event.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got every truck that you can imagine, from Army trucks, and we've got the SWAT truck out there that's really cool.
Fire trucks, police, everything.
Yeah, fire trucks. We've got
ambulance, EMS.
Dump trucks. We've got everything. We might even have a helicopter land. You just never know. And but that event time is from 9. Well, let's just start with the quiet hour. The quiet hour is 9 to 10. Mm-hmm. No honking. And then the event runs from 9 to 12, the whole day thing. You can see, touch, you can explore, you can honk the horns. They have a ride-through course where the kids are in them little trike things, and they're going through an obstacle course, which is really cool. That's the only thing you got to pay for. It's $1, and if I'm not mistaken, the dollar goes to a good place. So that's at the Melbourne Auditorium. That's at 625 East Hibiscus Boulevard. It's across from the hospital. You can call 321-608-7420. If you need more information, and of course you can always go to auditorium@mlbfl.org to get more information on that one. What else you got, Jen?
Titusville this Saturday at Petco. Five Friends Animal Rescue and Petco of Titusville are doing an adoption event. Adopt, please don't shop. That's going to be at Petco on Columbia Boulevard. That's the Space Coast Jeep
and
Club.
Can we back up to that?
Sure.
I think that's a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just what you just said. Say that saying again.
Adopt, don't shop.
Adopt, don't shop. Because I have to tell you, people have no idea all these puppy mills and everything. Jennifer has taken on the most wonderful Molly Dolly, that was totally abused.
She was a puppy mill mama. And,
yeah.
You know, apparently with the breed, she's a rare breed called a Caramal. She's part Cairn Terrier and Maltese. And they overbred her, and apparently when her puppies started dying, he literally threw her over the fence at animal control in Georgia, where I lived.
Yeah.
And my pit bull had passed away, and I was looking for another big dog. I've never been a small dog person.
You are now?
And here's this. She was the only small dog there, and now I just couldn't walk out of there without her. So now you would never know she's a puppy mill mama, but she's a little diva.
She's a diva.
She's worth it. She's worth being a diva. She's a good girl.
But, yeah, please check that out. And if you're thinking about getting a dog, yeah, don't shop.
Yes, please
go,
don't.
Go grab one of these rescues.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Let's see. Space Coast Jeep Club. It's going to be at Orleans Bistro. They meet every fourth Thursday from 6 until 8 p.m.
Do we know where that is?
At Orleans Bistro.
But where is that?
2204 South Washington Avenue.
Okay, so that's Titusville.
That's
your neck of the woods.
That's my neck of the woods. Let's see, Sunday, January 26th from 1 to 4, again in Titusville, is the Astronaut Memorial at Sandpoint Park in Titusville. The American Space Museum and the Space Walk of Fame is putting that on.
Have you done that?
I've been through there. I love that. And they're also doing a chili cook-off in Titusville and vendor market by Crossroads Community Church on Knox McRae in Titusville. They're going to have adult and child categories, so that should be good. That's on Saturday, January 18th. Merritt Island. I got told the other day I forgot Merritt Island. I got Christmas, I remembered Merritt
First,
Island.
First, we weren't giving
Christmas
any love
light.
To Titusville.
I know it.
Now
it's Merritt Island.
Now we give love to Titusville.
Oh, let's see. They're having the Merritt Island Food Truck Fest and Craft Show at Shore Lanes on Courtenay Parkway. And that's on Sunday, January 26th. And let's see. Cocoa Beach is having the Friday Fest, downtown Cocoa Beach, Friday, January 17th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. It's free, fun evening with music, food trucks, unique vendors, and a beer tent. And another cute thing that I saw was February 8th in Cocoa Village, Sip and Stroll Sweethearts. That's at 12 Stone Street. The event is at the historic Cocoa Village, or by the historic Cocoa Village. You can receive a wine glass and a tote bag and your check-in, and then you stroll around to 20-plus different shops and restaurants, and you get a one-ounce pour of wine and hors d'oeuvres. And those hors d'oeuvres and the wine come free with your ticket. So that should be something kind of cute.
It is cute. I've done those sipping.
I always love it when the little old man, little old lady are a little locked in their arms with their wine glasses. And then by the time they're finished, they're not locked in arms. They're kind of holding each other. But, you know, that's cute.
So I have to tell you, that reminds me of, we had this little couple there at the Elvis. And they're like, he's with a walker, but he's got his wine glass. He's walking with his walker, but he's not letting go of that wine glass. But his wife is like, I had to park my car so far away. There were so many people. Jennifer's like, give me the keys. I'll go get it for you. So she's driving people to their cars. Yeah. She's getting people. It was just cute.
It was a good way away from the building. There's so many people there, Elvis. They were parking way mm-hmm. away, and it's so dark in some of the places.
But thankfully, we have the parking, and it's free mm-hmm. parking always. So one more thing I wanted to mention coming up, we do have the orchestra. Through the holiday, we got with Mark and Noel, and we definitely I think we're doing a show. We're going to try to get a show going here in the near future. We're going to do that dinner show we've been talking about.
Yeah, we've been talking about different themes and things of that sort.
And I think the first one, we're going to do Blue Note.
Noel is so smart, and she's so creative. You can just see it going mm-hmm. in her head. You know, you're almost like there, just her talking about it. So
we're
going
to try to get
really
Alfie Sylvie and and do a show, and we're going to do some delicatessen food and Blue Note.
It'll be a good fundraiser event.
Yeah, it'll be a great fundraiser. Absolutely. What do you got going in Vieira? You're in Vieira.
I'm trying to think of anything like Vieira news-wise. So, I mean, they have Topgolf that's getting put in next to the avenues.
What is it?
Topgolf.
What is Topgolf?
So Topgolf is essentially like a three-story driving range / bar.
Inside a bar? A bar that you golf.
So it's a driving range, like a golf driving range.
Okay.
But it also has like a bar, and then like it's in like an eatery place.
But wait, the driving range obviously is not a driving range inside. So you're shooting this ball, but is it a real ball?
Yeah.
It is.
Yep. And it's like you hit it outside, and it's three stories tall.
Okay.
I'm not sure where they're putting this in relation to the avenues. Do you know, Mom?
It's gonna be
over by the theater?
Yeah, by the theater, and it's going to have a really, really tall fence. So when you hit the ball, the ball go towards the interstate.
But so they have the netting.
Okay, but so you're inside and the ball's actually going outside. That sounds pretty cool.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I've never seen that before.
Oh, it's so cool. Oh,
that's a first.
Mm-hmm. They're a lot of fun. You know, like you can bring the whole family there. I think that's mm-hmm. going to be like a really cool thing.
So when you talk about this fun, have you been to that hatchet throwing?
I've been to one before. I haven't been to one over.
Okay, because that's
Florida.
A big thing here now. You know, you might have missed that being in the service, but yeah, we throw hatchets. We drink, drink and throw hatchets.
Okay.
Yeah.
Check that
We've
out.
Had them on this show before. They're the nicest people. But yeah, we drink and throw hatchets.
Where is that at?
That Melbourne and Coco.
Okay.
And
I don't know if the one in Melbourne is still open.
So the one in downtown closed. Yeah. But they opened another one, and we'll have to get that info. And we've had them. People here, though, they're so nice.
Yeah, but have you tried it yet?
I haven't, but I want to. But, you know, I have anger management issues, so I don't know. I don't know if that's safe. I
have actually got to do it.
And did you go to Stumpy's?
My wife went. She had a Christmas party from her work at Stumpy's.
At Stumpy's, because we love those people. They've been here on the show. They'll come back.
So I got to experience it. And it's a little harder than you think it is.
So that's if you remember me saying, so first of all, I met this is a great thing, because I'm at this like posh ABWA meeting with all these older women and what have you, and business owners. And here's the owner of Stumpy's was there that night. And she's talking about, you know, throwing axes. You know, it's axe. We have this axe throwing place. And I go, I said, but at that time I didn't know that. So I'm just hearing this axe throwing. All I could think of is my anger management issues. Me thinking, let me think. Kim drinking, throwing axes. Oh,
perfect combo.
This is crazy. So I got her to come on the show. I go, don't tell me anything about it. You got to come on the show and let's talk about this. So when I finally got her on the show, I realized at that point we're not really throwing axes. We're throwing hatchets.
Okay,
it's not axe throwing, it's hatchet throwing.
It's
a little false advertisement there, Stumpy's, because it's hatchet throwing. But then all I could think of is, all right, now I'm drinking my martinis. I don't just drink one usually, and now I'm going to throw hatchets, okay? This is dangerous. This is too dangerous for Kim. And I'm sure Jennifer can tell you, oh, no, she should not do that. No. That is something she should not do.
But I think one of those rooms that you go in and you can break things, that might
That's
work for you.
That's probably good for me.
That might work for you.
I don't think there's anything in there you can break. I mean, because it's all separated.
No, but well, she says I need that room.
Yeah, oh, you need that room.
I need that.
Yeah.
We need to open a place that looks sort of like the, you know, the padded walls, the four padded walls.
There's one in Orlando, from what I understand.
There is?
One in Orlando.
What do they call them?
I think they're called breakaways. I'm not really sure.
I need that.
That's something that takes away that anger.
Yeah, I need that.
Those places are cool.
Because I know you guys all think I'm just calm, collective Kim, okay? Gotta tell you, I have a few anger management problems, okay?
Gotta have a release.
That's what I come on the show for. You know what? That's truly the thing is, I used to enjoy, because I used to come on Viewpoint with Sita, which is on Mondays. Definitely tune in to Sita's show, because my friend Ellen and Samantha are here with Sita, and it's always an interesting show. But I used to, she'd let me talk like the last 5 minutes. But sitting for that hour was the only time of the day that I could really like come in, just like here.
Yeah.
You know, and just for our audience, we're not scripted in any way.
Yeah.
We don't talk about what we're going to talk about. In fact, if you, even today, you start saying, talking about it, and I go, oh, don't tell me right now. Because we like to get on the air. I like to fly by the seat of my pants, okay, and we just talk about anything. I said I'm not an elected official, so I can say almost everything. And so that's how I like to do things. But anyways. So
there's actually another place, too, for any gun enthusiasts out there. It's called Frog and Bones.
Okay, yes. That's on US 1.
Yep.
And we've actually, I did a, I believe it was a fundraiser. Maybe it wasn't a fundraiser. Maybe it was just for fun. Maybe it was a fun, instead fundraiser. But I've worked with the people from there, and we did a pretty large event at the auditorium. Very nice people. We did the food and drinks, and we did that with them. I have not been there, but I can tell you that my daughter and son-in-law love to go there. There's another place we've actually had on the show, which is Pint and Pistols.
I've been there. So, I go do their indoor range.
So, you know, it's been
a long time since I've done their indoor range.
There's food?
I went when they first opened, back when I could actually, you know, handle my weapon and everything. Now with all the issues I have, I can't. But the first time we went, we had dinner and, you know, great afternoon and things like that. And if you're drinking, you can't go to the range, obviously. Just like our gun shows, there's no alcohol
right
at any point. Mm-hmm. But it's, my brother-in-law was down at the time, Jack, and, you know, we had the whole family in there, you know, shooting and doing things.
So
the rest of us sitting up the outside.
Do you shoot, though, before you drink?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because if you're drinking,
there is rules.
They stamp you. Oh, yeah. They
there
stamp
is rules.
You. Now, I've heard, we have to help with Stephanie, that they've changed the restaurant around to, I think, a pizza place or something has come in.
Okay.
I don't know if that's next door now where the restaurant used to be.
And that's the same owner as Lou's Blues. And I hear there's some changes up there. So I want to get them back on the show to talk about it. You know, I have twin brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And in a shooting range on New Year's Eve one year, my one brother's shooting, showing my other brother, because my one brother, Kenny, he lives in California. He's very liberal. And then you have Keith, who's, you know, you guys have all gotten to know Keith on this show. Keith is explaining to Kenny, because Kenny doesn't like guns, how safe and everything guns are, when the lady next door accidentally shot Keith right through the nose on Christmas Eve. I mean, on New Year's Eve.
You know, I can see that happening to him. Poor
and
Keith.
Then I had to cover for them, though, because his wife, he was supposed to have been just out picking up wine for the night. And then he calls me going, you're going to have to cover for me. Kenny's like, you're going to have to cover for us and delay Cindy, because we're in the hospital getting my nose stitched up Kenny's saying Keith's in the hospital getting his nose stitched up because somebody shot him and now I'm crying like a baby. Oh no, my brother got shot in the nose. Oh no, you know, and I'm having to cover
this,
with
Keith
his ex-wife,
like,
saying, no, they're just out getting the wine. And then Keith walks in with the bandage all over his face, and he's telling his wife that my brother Kenny, his twin, just smashed the door into his nose when he got out of the thing when he was bending over. I'm like, oh my God, I can't even hold this lie straight. You know, it's all over the place. But the bottom line is, it made me absolutely terrified of ever going to a gun range.
No,
I know. That's what I said. This thing has to be like a,
I think it was
22.
I think it was the shrapnel. I think it was like the
shrapnel.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
The shrapnel. I'm a cook. It was the shrapnel.
Shrapnel. This is from the roof person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know,
but with Keith,
Keith, you never know.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, Mr. Charming. You just never know.
Love
right?
him. I love the stories, because sometimes he's just completely full of BS, but, you know.
No, but I always say, and that's.
You got a bullet hole in the nose.
No, but the people have exactly. gotten to know me, just for your listeners, because I know you're sitting at home going, oh my gosh, she's so full of crap. My term with everybody that knows me is, you guys, I can't write this crap.
Oh, no.
Truth
I can't is stranger write than this fiction.
Crap. I'm not even going to tell anybody what happened this week. I can't write this crap. That's all I'm going to say. I cannot write this crap.
I've known Kim for, what, 5-6 years? Whew. And you cannot write this stuff
I know.
That she tells me.
No. I cannot. But you were living it with me.
But I was
it
living
truly
it with
happens.
It. And that's how I know.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm
going to
write a book
it.
Sometime, and I'm going to call it Unorganized Chaos. At first it was going to be Organized Chaos. No, forget it. This is unorganized chaos in my life. But you know what? There is never a dull moment, Isis.
Never.
Never a dull never. Moment.
Well,
sometimes
be.
Jennifer just has to go, I got to go back to Titusville.
Yeah.
I can't take anymore.
I'll see you in a few days.
Yeah, I'll see you in a few days. So, Isis, what's going on in your world? How's
world?
The new year looking?
So far, so good.
Yeah?
I mean, yeah.
And you're excited to open the college? We get
I'm
all of our students back.
Excited for Monday to come.
Monday.
And we're going to start the new venture.
I wish we had another week. I feel I wanted to be all, you know, caught up, and I just feel like I need one more week. I feel like that's my life story, too, is
another week, but
I need
you know
one
what?
More week.
You know us.
Yeah.
We always get it right there. Before,
I know.
You know
yeah. I've opened restaurants in 5 hours, but
yes,
I do, you know, everybody always says what shirt I need to wear for the year. Last year it was that invoice is coming. That invoice is coming.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I got to find a new shirt for this year, and I think I wanted to say I just need one more week. I just need one more week.
But if anybody knows you, you know, even when you do catering, you're down to the crunch, and you come out, and it becomes like a perfect event. I mean,
well, I appreciate
no hitches,
that.
No nothing.
God knows, you know, I take great pride in my worst critic.
Oh.
I That's why I always tell everybody, you don't have to beat me up. I did it myself in the car or in the shower. I beat myself up just fine without you. Hold your opinion to yourself. I know it. Believe it. And trust in your word, but you know what? I just beat myself up for you. So just beat the crap out of myself. So we're going to bring Ryan, though, on. We're gonna make him work when he's not in school because we think that
Absolutely.
We think he should hang with Mom. Everybody should hang a little time with Mom.
Oh, yeah. I already hang with Mom all the time.
You know, she'll make you clean.
Yeah.
She makes
she
me clean.
Yep.
Yeah. We've had great employees. I think the best was when your mom went down and she scraped the inside of a cooler and we got 2 burritos out of it. We could have served it because the person before us was so messy. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, love gosh, her to death. Yeah. She's so cute and she's just so fun to be with. But, oh, my gosh. When she would leave a two-hour shift, we could get a couple burritos out of the bottom of the cooler or scrape the walls.
Who, like a previous employee?
Yep.
Huh?
Previous employee.
A previous employee?
Yeah.
A previous, yes.
Oh.
She's still employable. She never quit. She never left. We just cut her out of the schedule a little bit and said, "Go do your thing. Go do your thing and call me when you want to work."
Yeah.
So, no, but we've got some new people starting and that's always exciting. You got to meet the new guy today.
I did.
And I feel
did.
Good about that.
I did
and,
too.
She told him right away, "You got to put your feet down and tell him the rules." She told him the rules right away, so employees are still a problem here in Brevard. They still want a bazillion dollars. My own daughter said to me she can't work for under $21 an hour. I say, well, you're going to be sitting on that couch for a while longer than making nothing. You know, I remember when my brother, Scott, told my dad says, you know, what are you doing? He literally just had gotten out of, I don't remember which degree it was, BA or whatever, because he's got a couple masters, but... he was sitting on the couch, not working, you know, watching TV and doing whatever. And he goes, when are you going out to get a job, son? He goes, well, I'm waiting. And he did. I think he said like $100 an hour or something, you know. And it's like, well, go make $5 an hour because it's going to be more than you're making sitting on that couch. So that's what I tell everybody, you know, just don't be greedy. The money will come and get out there and work and help and be part of something because it feels good.
And always have a plan.
Always have a plan?
Yeah.
I'll put that on the back of my shirt, okay, right? I need another work. Yeah, I just need one more work. Always have a plan.
But always have a plan.
Yep.
Yeah, I like that. I like that shirt. We need to get with you, Danny, and get the shirt people. And
definitely.
And because we definitely need new shirts this year and something. Because we've been wearing Melbourne We've been wearing the Melbourne Orchestra shirts for everything, just to make everybody in the world mad. The orchestra again, I'm happy to tell you that our favorites, the Melbourne Community Orchestra, will be back at the auditorium. They're going to be doing Tales from the Mouse Disney. This is from the Vault Unlocked. And I have to tell you, I love when they play music I know. And nothing for nothing, we all know the Disney songs are great. They're always well written. Wednesday, January 29th, Thursday, January 30th. The show starts at 6:15. It's free admission. We're serving delicatessen food both of those days. You can get Geigensburg pastrami, corned beef. We're going to be doing Reuben's.
That was a quick sellout.
Oh, my gosh, it was quick. So we know that we got to have twice as much, and you can come in for dinner before. You can eat during the show, just not an intermission. But definitely go to mcoorchestra.org. You can get loads of information. They can be reached at 321-285-6724. You know, I don't just say this, but the orchestra, it is my favorite event that I do. I love everybody that comes, and they're good to us.
Well, I have a little inside information that says with these Disney songs that there may be some Disney characters that may show up.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty cool.
But I've heard.
And for all ages.
It is. It is for all ages.
You know, the...
Now, they run off of donations.
Yeah.
And the fact they have to buy this license, you know, or however they have to do it, they have to buy this in order to play this. And that costs a lot of money.
Absolutely.
You know, Mark and Noel, we were talking about that. So all the donations that people give to them go directly to what they're doing. It doesn't go to a CEO or, you know, a whole line of people. Everything goes directly back into the orchestra. So.
And I know from being on the other end, because I know my brother did that. Oh, my gosh, he's giving me the rabbit ears already, only 2 minutes. My brother did the, it was Johnny Depp, the Alice in Wonderland music, and he did a remake of White Rabbit with Pink. And every time that's played, money goes to the musicians and stuff. That's how they get paid, is that Epcot, Escot, whatever it's called. So you have to pay all of them. If you want to play that music, you can't just play that music. You have to pay for all of it. So so donations are great. So we'll keep pushing for our Melbourne.
I guess long
Melbourne.
Gone are the days when I used to sit with the cassette player with the radio trying to hold the buttons down to get the perfect song so I could do a mix.
Jen's mix. You know, we all had them CDs and tapes. So listen, he's giving me the 2 minutes. Now, in Radio Land, because I know you're coming back here, that means we got 2 minutes left for the show. This hour goes back by so fast. But I think today we got a lot of what's cooking in the 3-2-1 out there. Where are you eating this week, Isis? Anywhere exciting? I know you're the salsa girl. You're going out dancing?
I'm probably going out dancing this weekend.
We need to do a show and let people know where you can still dance and where you can still go out and do things like that. I think that's a great show to have. Jennifer, we got 1 minute left. Is there anything that we want to that we forgot that we maybe want to tell anybody? We told them how to find our Facebook page. We told them that it's all new and upcoming. They can share with that.
Definitely share.
They can advertise. They can call us for advertising on our show if you want to be part of the show or call in even. We're game for anything.
Oh, and we are going to be looking at, for the auditorium, we're going to be doing some cups with signature logos from different companies. So we're going to we have maybe three more people on
them. Put three more people on it. And just so people know, when we do a run, it's 10,000 cups. Mm-hmm. But we go through that in about two months.
Absolutely.
So that's 10,000 people you hit for, I think it's just really pennies.
I mean, it's great advertising because we use them all the time.
Yep.
And we do have
our drinks in them, our Laguna water.
We do.
So yeah, we had Grinch juice. Let's see, we did Grinch juice. You're becoming quite the concoctor.
Blue suede shoes, juice or something.
I loved our Elvis menu. I thought that was brilliant, Jen. All right, listen, as always, Danny, thank you for being part of the show and making sure that we sound good on the air. And Isis and Ryan, welcome aboard to City Bistro and Paradise Center. And thanks for coming and being on the air with us.
Yes,
Jennifer, thank you for all
Absolutely.
You do. Appreciate you. Listen, we're out from What's Cooking in the 3-2-1. We'll be back at Tuesday at 1 o'clock next week.
Hi, fishing enthusiasts. Want to watch a local fishing show here in Brevard County in your home waters? Well, look no further. Go to YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show and watch all our shows ranging from freshwater to saltwater. You can leave a comment, hit that like and subscribe button, and we sure would appreciate it. Remember, YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show. God bless.